Hello?
Hey, Cole?
Hey, who's this?
It's John with Local Splash.
Hey, John.
Hi. I seen you just wrapped up the client interview with Nikki, and she said that you wanted to proceed without the call tracking number?
Yes.
Okay. I know that number is already on your site, so I can understand wanting to keep that. But we are supposed to encourage that you use the call tracking. Google kind of wants that, so that way we're able to show you, like, specifically what we're bringing to the table each month. So we try to use that on all the listings and the things that we create, so we know that, you know, we could say, hey, that came from us, and we brought that to the table for your business.
No, yeah, I just said that regarding, like, changing my logo and putting your number on it, I don't think I can do that. You know what I mean?
Oh, heck no. Why would you change that logo? You got a bird's logo. That thing's sweet.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't do that either. She said something about changing your logo and putting a number on your logo?
Like, because my logo has 267-368-8373. That's my number.
Yeah. It's got the number already on your logo. Okay.
Right.
I got you. So you're not opposed to the call tracking. It's the her trying to change your logo, which I get. That I would never do that. It doesn't make any sense.
Right, yeah. And I was saying, like, I already have, I mean, there's like 500 business cards I literally just printed out. They already have 267-368-83. Yeah, why would I? So I said you can keep the call tracking and advertise it on your end, and I'll use the call tracking. But what I already have, I'm going to leave, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to leave my number as, you know what I mean? And
Understood. If
I need to add, you know what I mean? Like, so that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not, it's not like I don't want to use the call track. Like, obviously, yeah, I'll use whatever, you know what I mean? That the program, you know, or the, what you guys, however you guys do it. Yeah, let's do it. But I just can't, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't think she was really understanding you. So basically what I'm going to put in the notes is, like, he's not opposed to the call tracking number. However, we're not going to be changing anything that has to do with your logo or basically on the website. I mean, you still want those, the stuff that's the hard thing though. Usually they want the website to match up with the Google business profile number, but the logo's already got it on there. So we'll probably have to end up proceeding without the call tracking number, honestly. And just use your number. But I think there's a way maybe we'll still be able to track it. It's just the data will be kind of skewed if we have it without the call tracking number, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to understand it because the way she was explaining it, and then once I hear it from you, it's two different things. Nikki's a little foreign, so she's got a different way of explaining things sometimes. I was just like, what the heck? All right. I gotcha. That's why I want to double check with you. So I'll relay the information to them and notate this. And then, it looks like we're going to end up having to proceed without the call tracking number. Unless, you know, that they say or Google says that, we can publish it without with the same number on the site and the logo and it not affect your Google business profile. But there's a couple of conversations we have had. But I got you. As long as we're all on the same page with that, I understand why you wouldn't want
to. And I said to her, like, if you guys want to advertise both numbers, then that's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. It's just they like it because it's like if somebody calls it, then we have, like, a recording of that call, and then we could tell you, hey, that person found you on Google instead of you having to ask him, like, hey, where did you find me? And we'll know it'll be, like, a specific listing we created. So they just like that because at the end of each month, if a business owner's like, hey, what am I paying you guys for? You know, we can easily go in there and say, hey, all these ones came from us specifically. So that's kind of
That's why I said, like, I'll definitely do the call tracking. If we can figure out a way where we can advertise both and put both numbers up there on the website and everything, then let's figure it out and do it that way.
Gotcha. All right, I'm on it. I'm going to relay the information, and then I could either text it over to you, or I might just call you back here. But I'm going to go relay the information, get it resolved, and then I will give you a follow-up here within the hour.
Awesome. Okay.
All right. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, John. See you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.